This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as the farm bill is already 6 months late and is languishing as an extension based on 5 to 10 year old data, farmers are concerned with ensuring it gets done on time to avoid another year of kicking the can down the road. But not only are farmers concerned with how much time is being wasted with little to no accomplishment, but they're also making sure the farm bill is updated for the times we find ourselves in. And that includes incentivizing climate smart agriculture programs. We talk with an Iowa farmer about what they're seeing next.
Locally led, locally relevant, locally driven. Mark your calendars this February to join the Iowa Soybean Association at a 2024 Innovation to Profit meeting in your area. With meetings in Storm Lake, Waterloo, Fairfield, and Lewis, this is an opportunity to engage with fellow farmers and learn about research opportunities to boost your profitability, productivity, and sustainability. A new year brings new opportunities. Take advantage of them today by registering at iasoybeans.com. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and funded by the Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board.
Scott Henry is a Nevada, Iowa farmer and owns Longview Farms, and he talks about the importance of having more climate-smart programs and funding available so farmers can meet the demands of the consumer who want to know exactly where their products are being produced and that they're being produced responsibly.
So much momentum in the industry right now around conservation practices and climate-smart agriculture is giving the resources to farmers to adopt those practices. And I think that's imperative, not just for our own future, but also for the quality of waters in the United States and in Iowa, as well as just the consumer's demand and helping farmers to meet it. Unfortunately, too many people right now are asking for this, and there's a lack of support. There's a lack of technical assistance. And even if you look at some of the different programs that are existing in the old farm bill, that could either run out of money or be shuttered completely if we don't get at minimum an extension, but preferably a broader based new bill.
Of course, paying for it is one of the high points of the farm bill. And Henry says that while there's been a push to reallocate unused portions of the Inflation Reduction Act, we should actually use the money that was earmarked for conservation agriculture programs as it was intended. Funding is needed, and they wouldn't need to worry about finding more dollars in the farm bill if they just use the money that's already there. Henry also states the NRCS offices, which are instrumental to getting farmers enrolled in these programs, are severely understaffed.
The actual outside of the farm bill, the Climate Smart Ag and the money that was put into the Inflation Reduction Act stay in there. If you look at farmers that have been trying to implement certain projects on their farm, a lot of them have struggled to get it done because our NRCS offices haven't been fully staffed for a long time, or there hasn't been technical assistance out there. And so we would ask that the money that has been already allocated to certain things through the Inflation Reduction Act actually be used to help.
Henry adds that without proper incentives, farmers will not be encouraged to start climate smart agriculture or maintain it.
We need a little bit of a boost to get started, or at least a little bit of a push sometimes. And I think that's where NRCS offering support for particular projects or for the implementation of a certain practice can be a great way to introduce that on the farm. And then we need the technical guidance and assistance to help farmers know that these practices are working, not just for the environment, but for their bottom line as well.
We have much more at iowaagnet.com, and we'll be coming up on tonight's episode of Ag Matters PM. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.